1, 2, 3, 4.
The Cribs welcoming us to 1, 2, 3, 4, episode 205.
I like the warm nights, I like the rainfall, I like it best when it used to be. Some pretty somewhere where we'll share a mixtape and a cigarette. If I could cuddle up your mind, still fingernailed for you. I like the photographs of the phonographs and the tough teeth of Mexico. I like the short
register in front, and the coffee bag.
great tracks there from an absolutely killer label that I've loved since it started, when I was still madly collecting records back in the early 90s. It's Kill Rock Stars. And there was an incredible compilation that came out with some of those early Riot Girl bands like Bikini Kill, Bratmobile, Mechanormal, Heavens to Betsy. And that's how I got to know and love the excellent Kill Rockstar. Still going strong. And the track we just heard there from Mater, played you a track, sometime last year when her album came out. But that's the most recent track, called Road Song. It was written in a foreign green room in a bedraggled, weary state. Mater says, there's always a desire to write a road song, given it's such an overplayed cliche, and wanted to poke fun at the tradition while attempting to capture how unromantic touring actually is. That's the thing. Often people who want to be rock stars think of being on the road, but for many it's a smelly, cramped, sweaty bus with nowhere to really sleep properly. But out of this has come a great song called Road Song from Mater, on the excellent Kill Rockstars label. As I said, started with a track from a pretty exciting concept for the label for the entire year of 2021, where all of the Kill Rockstars discography will be looked at. I don't think every single track, but going through all the releases, and key tracks will be covered by a whole bunch of artists, and our release as small run singles, which I eventually imagine comes out as an album. But some of the artists on there: Nels Klein with Euchre and Chess, Eyelids, Caliphone, Mater, who you just heard earlier, Fruit Bats. But I played for you there a track from The Cribs and their cover of Comet Gaines' Fingernailed for You. The Cribs are a group who I first heard in the early noughties out of, I think, Yorkshire in the UK, and wrote some incredibly catchy music, sort of on the back end of the whole Britpop movement, but have sort of moved and swerved their way through creating some great music. Even had Johnny Marr of the Smiths join them for a very, very short period of time. But the Cribs covering that Comet Gaines song have said that, in fact, Comet Gaines, while they were sort of on their bus on the way to uni, were a great inspiration for them and sort of led them to want to release a track or create music. And so what they've done, they've taken that track, Fingernailed for You, and it's a part of the Kill Rockstars tribute to their own label. Does that all make sense? I hope so. I'm trying to tell the story in the best way I can. But Mater, one of the current crop of Kill Rockstars, and she had a great album that came out last year. Well, that's the latest single, Road Song, which is an absolute beauty. You're listening to 1234, telling stories, playing tunes. Hope you like it. If you'd like to help support the cause, well, lots of ways you can do that. PayPal.me/Pimmon is one way. You can subscribe to the program, or you can just download and listen. I don't mind. You can listen to these free programs, or you can subscribe and get extra content. There's a lot of it on the PimPod website. This next track. Whoa, what an absolute beauty. I've followed the music for a very long time of Lachlan Denton, and he's back with a brand new single, teaming up again with Emma Rusek, and it's an album that'll be out a little later this year, October 8th. To be exact, called Something Is Going to Change Tomorrow, Today, What Will You Do, What Will You Say? A little bit of poetry attached to it. This first track from it, POB, has a really fantastic feel with its charming piano line. It just has a really good feel to it. I hope you like it as much as I do. Emma Rusek and Lachlan Denton and POB.
Just touched down in the place of my birth, looking for a place to lay down my hurt. Everyone is saying it's a sinking ship, positive, trying to understand. Don't know where we're going.
Take my chest and hold me tight.
That's a brilliant new record that's come out on the Double Double Whammy label, the music of Alex Montenegro, who goes by the name of Skirts. And she blends southern folk rock and a deep love of contemporary percussion. And as she grew up, this is something I used to do with my kids, because I had a big record collection and they became fascinated watching me getting the needle and putting it on the vinyl. Well, of course, I wasn't going to let them near some of my very rare offerings. So what I did, I made sure I found some dodgy, I think there was a couple of Leo Sayers in there. When I say dodgy, I do like Leo, but I just found things that probably weren't as important to me. Or I bought some secondhand 7-inches from the local op shop, and I taught them how to put the needle on. Of course, that involved them sort of almost dragging it across the surface of the record. But nevertheless, they learned how to do it. Well, this is exactly the same thing that Alex's father, a.k.a. Skirts, taught her. As he puts it, records he was willing to sacrifice. And this allowed her to become obsessed with records. She started working in them when she was old enough and started playing in bands from a pretty young age. This is a really beautiful record and has that sort of melancholic edginess that I like in the music that I feature here on 1234. The track we heard, Easy, it's a really, really gorgeous track for me from this release. Check out the whole thing. Well worth it from Skirts. We started with Emma Rusak and Lachlan Denton. They never disappoint, but they've really given me an earworm with that track, POB. Hopefully it's one that you'll enjoy too, and look out for the album that'll be released on a couple of labels, on Lachlan's own Osborne again. It'll get a bigger footprint through the Spunk record label, and then overseas on the excellent Spanish imprint Bobo Integral, where you can find the work of Emma Rusak and Lachlan Denton. I don't think I told you the name of the Skirts album. It's called Great Big Wild Oak. That's the name of the release from Skirts. This is 1234, a little program that sort of joins the dots between new and old and presents a lot of exciting music. Well, music that I find exciting anyway. Certainly this is a duo that I've found exciting from the very first time they sent me one of their very early EPs, and that is the music of Charm of Finches. And you'll know that I've played their music on a lot of occasions, got to meet them, interview them, and I really have loved watching how their career has moved. This is a duo, sisters Mabel and Ivy Windred Warnes. And their music has gotten more and more haunted, ethereal. Some beautiful production on this album, I've got to say. And they've got a new album coming out on the 8th of October called Wonderful Oblivion. And this particular track we're going to hear, Concentrate on Breathing, was written last year during Melbourne's long lockdown, where they were staying inside and isolating for a long time. They started to look for ways to find calm and strength in a time where feelings of isolation and frustration could easily consume. And we speak of this of last year. It's still going on for those living in Sydney and shorter bursts in Melbourne and other parts of the country. If you have been going through this for a while or you're back in it again, I'm thinking of you. I was in it for a little while, but in Adelaide, they've moved pretty quick, smart to jump on things. And we're very fortunate, I guess, partly with a smaller population, to have gotten through it fairly unscathed. One of the ways Charms of Finches found a way through it was through meditation. And they found just concentrating on breathing was a simple way to melt away stress. And this song is a simple self-reminder to do that. This is Charm of Finches.
Ooh, try to concentrate on breathing and let your thoughts fall like water to the floor. When you put an end to what you're seeing, know that it's all just the trick of the light. Dark recoils and the morning invites us in, crawling and unfurling like the sunlight soaked through our skin. Wash away the night that has been. Ooh, try
to concentrate on breathing and let your thoughts fall like water to the floor. When you put an end to what you're seeing, know that it's all just the trick of the lie.
As simple as that.
As simple as that. Burning a bitterness in your eyes, blue weeping fire, the unfreezing of the eyes, the unhinging of your mind. Ooh, try to concentrate on breathing and let your thoughts fall according to. Shattered glass on a star, cold fingers in dust, it cuts to the bar. You break and scatter. Shattered glass on a star, cold fingers in dust, it cuts to the bar. Cuts to the bar. Cuts to the bar. Cuts to the bar. Cuts to the bar.
By blood, love us like weather further than we'll go.
I was lucky enough in my tenure of the Inside Sleeve to meet the great producer and musician Joe Henry. And I remember it was he and his son came in and sat in the studio and performed. And it was just absolutely gorgeous. Well, I've followed Joe's career both before and maybe after with a little more sense of interest. It's always when you meet someone and they're really lovely, it just makes listening that little more special perhaps. His latest effort is working with the excellent Grammy winner Ife O'Donovan, who just has the most wonderful voice. And this is something pretty special that you've just heard. It's her track More Than We Know. And not only has she collaborated with Joe Henry as a producer, but and it was co-written by Joe Henry, but this track featured those absolute geniuses in the Milk Carton Kids. It's a very, very special song. And what this hints between Ife and Joe Henry is an ongoing collaboration. There's more to come down the track, and I really can't wait to hear what that's going to entail. But certainly that song is really, really special. Came out in the middle of July, and I've been absolutely cracking my neck to share it with you. Ife O'Donovan and the Milk Carton Kids, More Than We Know. And we started with the work of Charmer Finches. That's pretty special. And in part, I guess, the work was produced and engineered both by Mabel and Ivy and Daniel Ledwell in Nova Scotia and mixed by him. And he also contributes drums, bass, electric guitar to Mabel's vocals, guitar, cello, and Ivy's vocal violin. Yeah, can't wait to hear the new album that'll be out in October. Wonderful Oblivion from Charm of Finches and the track Concentrate on Breathing. You've been listening to 1234, and there are many more to come. I'll do a shorter program again, and that way hopefully I'll be able to jump out with another edition pretty quick, smart. Nick Lowe has had an absolute revival in recent years, and that's in part thanks to his work with Lost Straight Jackets, his backing band, but also through the great label Yep Rock, who have really supported him. And I think one of the great songwriters that sort of went through a bit of a missing years period. But I'm so glad that he's back, and I'm so glad he's back not only with new works, but slowly his back catalogue is in the process of being reissued. And his absolutely brilliant album, and I don't know if you know it, from 2001, The Convincer, is coming out in an expanded 20th anniversary format. It'll feature the original LP and then some bonus tracks. And one of them is an absolutely beautiful work called Different Kind of Blue. He also covers some beautiful tracks from the Shirelles and the Chi Lights. But I wanted to close the program with this track, Different Kind of Blue. This is Nick Lowe.
I know this kind of feeling, I've had to sit it out a time or two. Usually it comes around when dawn's cruel light's breaking through. But over you, I'm a different kind of blue. Sad to say, when it comes around these days, it's like an old friend. But I've never seen it be like this. Never has it felt like it would never end. Over you, I'm a different kind of blue. Over you, different kind of blue, different kind of blue. Ooh. I'm lonely, but I can't afford the luxury of having you come back to me. Though I'd beg you to. What's a fool such as I going to do? I know this kind of feeling, I've had to sit it out a time or two. Usually it comes around when dawn's cruel light's breaking through. Sad to say, when it comes around these days, it's like an old friend over you. I'm a different kind of blue, different kind of blue, a different kind of blue this time, different kind of blue. Different kind of blue.
Absolutely cracking way to end this edition of the program. Check out, coming out on September 17 on Yep Rock, the reissued version of Nick Lowe's The Convincer. Absolute cracker. I'm Paul Gough. I'll be back pretty soon with another 1, 2, 3, 4. I look forward to sharing more great music with you then.